Welcome back to WDAY Midday. I'm Austin Erickson with Republican State Senator Paul Utke of Park Rapids, who's the ranking member of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee and is on the Senate Human Services Committee. And yes, those are separate committees in the Minnesota legislature. First, Senator Utke, thanks for joining me.
No, you're welcome. It's nice to talk with you.
Why was the 48-hour rule requiring the state's Department of Human Services to transfer someone from jail to treatment within 2 days if they're found mentally unstable paused by the legislature?
Well, originally, I believe it was paused because the state didn't have the capacity. And so they basically gave themselves 2 years to try to get this figured out. And of course, now we're coming up on that deadline again. And unfortunately, not much has been done. And there's a little bit in this bill, and I think that's probably what we'll talk about here today. But the fact is, it kind of sat on the back burner, and it's been a problem, and the problem hasn't gotten smaller or gone away. It only gets bigger. So it's on our to-do list, and it needs to be tackled.
The Minnesota Sheriff's Association and the Minnesota County Attorneys Association are concerned about a human services spending bill being hashed out by lawmakers. It includes money to expand the state's largest psychiatric hospital, the Anoka Metro Regional Treatment Center. Lawmakers made the money contingent on the legislature passing a separate bonding bill, including $55 million to expand the facility. Why was that done, and do you believe that's the right way to go?
Well, it's probably not the best way, but they're looking at purchasing this additional property and being able to expand out. And actually, in the human services bill, they put in some money, but like you just mentioned, there's an additional appropriation that's put in the bonding bill to make this whole thing go together. And part of it, I mean, I haven't toured the Anoka facility, but I've toured some of the other places. I have a problem with the way we're doing business. We've got capacity if we run those places in a more efficient manner, but we do know that Anoka has been bursting at the seams. And because of that, our counties have been stuck with a lot of expense that they don't have a lot of control over. It. The state is the one that's telling them what they have to do it and how they have to do it. But yet the state's not providing the services. And so that's why, you know, you mentioned the county attorneys and the sheriffs voicing their opinion, and rightfully so. They're getting stuck dealing with this issue, but the state has been not a good partner. And the Miller Building proposal and this expenditure would help that a lot. We have to do something, because what we've got right now is not working.
During a press conference yesterday, Clay County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Chris Martin talked about an inmate at his jail who assaulted corrections officers 3 times, including trying to get a stun gun, and he was transferred to a mental health facility after 2 years. Are you concerned about mentally ill people staying in jails instead of getting treatment?
Exactly. I mean, they're staying in jails. A jail's not a place for them. Jail's just a holding cell for either getting them through the court and moving them through the system. These people are coming in with mental health issues. Jail is not a place for them to get services. Jails don't offer that services. So we're basically putting them in a cell and making matters worse. And of course, this was the counties coming forward. We hear the same things from our hospitals. These people walk into the hospitals, into the emergency rooms. The hospitals aren't there. This isn't what they work with. So they're not much help either, because these people with mental health then are stuck in an emergency room in a lot of cases for weeks and months. And in some cases, there's been a couple that have gone way past a year. In both cases, that isn't where people with mental health issues need to be. They need to be in a facility where they're getting the proper treatment, the proper care, and hopefully get them straightened out so they get back on their feet and get back into society, live a good, healthy life again. But that leaving them in jail, it definitely is not the right place for them.
Last year, DFL State Representative Heather Keeler of Moorhead introduced a bill for $10 million for a psychiatric residential treatment facility in Clay County That bill was heard in the House Capital Investment Committee but didn't come up for a vote. Do you support more facilities like this in greater Minnesota? And is funding like this in any bills expected to be voted on during the special session on Monday?
First of all, I do support it. I've actually signed on to the Senate version of that bill in the past, and I'm sure I'm on it again this year because everything started over again. But working along with Senator Kupek from Moorhead also, and yeah, we need that facility. We want to see it go forward. I did, as I was quickly looking at the spreadsheet for the Human Services bill to see what they actually ended up with, and I noticed that the appropriation that I ran across did not get included in the final proposal. So I'm not sure if there's anything running on the bonding side at this point. We haven't seen a draft of a bonding bill as of yet. So I'm not certain. I'm not holding my breath that it's going to get done this year, but it's definitely needed. And if it doesn't get traction this year, we'll keep pushing because it's the services are greatly needed. And particularly rural Minnesota, people are traveling way too far to find services, and this would be a great addition.
My last question for you is about the big news that Monday there will be that special session. So what can we expect, and what do you want to see accomplished?
Well, what we can expect is we've been called back in to start at 10 a.m. in the morning. So hopefully we'll get through a lot of these bills Monday into Monday night, I'm sure. There's a couple unknowns, a couple of the big bills, one in particular that I spend a fair amount of time with, although I haven't through the conference committee and work group session because they haven't included me, even though I'm the lead from our party, and that is the health bill. But the health bill and the transportation bill are not posted yet in their final versions. So even though we've got plans going forward for Monday, there's still some what ifs in the system. So I'm just hoping over the next couple of days, those things do get taken care of so that Monday's a nice efficient day. Bills will have to go back and forth between the House and Senate, depending upon whether they're a House bill or a Senate bill. These bills with funding in them, which it's a budget year, so most of them do, start on the House side. And then after they get done with them, they come to the Senate. But that's where we're going to be at, hopefully wrapping this up. And, you know, there's a lot of challenging things in these bills. So to say that I'm happy with what is going to go across the finish line, no, I'm not. I can look at the shortcomings of most all of these. We all know what's ahead of us in 2 years is a sizable deficit. We needed to work on some of that. A little bit has been, but we are reducing services and reducing funding to some pretty important services in our state, those with disabilities, the elderly, those type of things that we all depend on at some point in our life, or we have somebody we know that's needed those specialty services. They cut a lot out of those and reduced funding. So it's going to be a bumpy road ahead, but we'll get this first step out of the way next Monday, and I'm sure we're going to have those conversations again not too far down the road, because I think we're going to be addressing some problems.
Well, I hope that you have a safe drive down to St. Paul on Sunday or Monday, and then get back hopefully not too far after that. All right. Thanks, Senator Uckey.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.